Okay, this shiur now that I'm recording is a tamtzis of the shiur on Sefer Yehoshua from this past Shabbos Parshas Shmini. We're learning, again, it's an abridged version of the shiur that was given. We're learning from the remarkable hakdama of Rav Tzadok HaKohen Lublin to Sefer Yehoshua in Likutei Ma'amarim. And we were up to, on page 8 in the new edition, in the second column. Rav Tzadok brings the Medrash that tells us that with all of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal compared to the actual tree, to the fig tree, and Moshe Rabbeinu desperately wanted to be able to be zeicha to eat from the fruits of that tree, of all that he had been in this world and all that he had accomplished. But the pasuk says, Noitza Ta'ena, the one who guards the fig tree, Yerchal Pirya, will be the one who will eat from the fruit. And the Medrash says that that's Medaber B'Yeshua. That Yeshua is the one who waited upon, who served faithfully, who never left Moshe Rabbeinu's side. He is compared to the actual fruit of the tree. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tree. Moshe Rabbeinu is the makor l'chachma, av b'tayra, av b'chachma. Everything comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's that connection that we have to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. All Torah, all chachma. Reb Tzadik says, shebechol ha'nefoshes miYisrael, in every Jewish soul, our ability to learn Torah, our ability to connect to the infinite wisdom of Hashem, that's all from Moshe Rabbeinu. Who nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu, that's inside each and every one of us. Over chol zayis, and nevertheless, Yeshua is the Noitzer HaTa'ena, Yeshua the one who guarded, who waited upon and took care of Moshe Rabbeinu, that is Mishamish Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Zeich LaAchilas HaPri. And the Achilas HaPri, Reb Tzadik explains, is Kibush HaAretz, is entering into the land, the conquest and division of the land. Kibush HaAretz. That's called Pri HaTorah. We're going to learn why. And Yehoshua was the only person we learned that could do this. And we saw that. V'tzavis Yehoshua v'chaskeyu v'amtzei ki hu yav l'fnei ha'amazer v'hu yan chalei samal ha'arz asher tira. That Moshe Rabbeinu was told to give chizik to Yehoshua and to tell him, to command him, that he and only he will be the one who will be able to bring us into the land, to conquer the land. And we learned last time, the Chazal tell us in the Sifri, that Yehoshua, at that time, when 36 people were killed by the Ai, that Yehoshua said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should take somebody else, he can't continue. It's too much for him, he can't continue. Yeshua believed that this would be as miraculous as our stay in the desert. And when it turned out that there were Jews who were getting killed, and it wasn't so poshut, so he asked Hashem, Hashem Elokim, lo mehavarta ha'avir. He didn't want to continue. And Hashem told Yeshua, kum lecha, get up. Lomaza atanoifel apanacha. Why are you falling down? Lekach amarti l'moshe rabcha mitchila im oivr lefneim oivrim v'im la'avein oivrim. I already told your Rebbe that the only way that Am Yisrael is going to come into Eretz Yisrael is if you take them. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu's inyan in this world. It's your inyan. And that brings us up to where we are. L'za Amru, Reb Tzadok brings the famous Gemara Because we still need to understand what's the meaning of Yeshua being the Pri and Eretz Yisrael being the Pri, in order to understand the Gemara and the Dharma that we began with. That if not for the sin of the Egel Azov, if not for our failure to live up to the ideal of Maimed HaSinai, and to be continuing in our way of sinning through all of these years, the truth is, ideally, that all we would need is Chamishi Chumshe Torah. We would just need the five books of Chumash, of Torah, and say Yeshua Belvad, and the book of Yeshua, because the book of Yeshua is the story of our entering into the land and dividing the land. So we need to understand what that means. How is that somehow called Torah Kula? How is that the pre, the fruit of the tree that Moshe Ben, with all of his greatness, couldn't have? With all of the tefillas of Veschan, and all of the crying, all of the begging. Nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to come into the land, wasn't able to eat of the fruit. It's a hard thing for us to understand. The marshal that I gave on Shabbos is that, can you imagine, lahavdil, a billion trillion infinite havdalas, all that Moshe Rabbeinu did, everything that he accomplished, Mamish's whole existence was given over to Kodesh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. And he brought down the Makkos, and he brought down the nation of Kriyas Yamsuf, and he brought down the Torah from Shemayim, and everything and everything. And it's Mamish, the bottom of the ninth. And Moshe Rabbeinu has been pitching a perfect, beautiful, perfect, perfect game. And he's about to finish, and everything's about to end. And all of a sudden, Yeshua is being called in from the bullpen, like to finish. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tree, and Yeshua is the pre, and it's painful for us that Moshe Rabbeinu was taken out of the game at the bottom of the ninth, just when he was pitching a perfect game. And Yeshua, you could see Yeshua, like riding in a car. You know, he gets the call from the dugout to come and to relieve Moshe Rabbeinu at the end. It's hard to understand. And the Gemara, the famous Gemara Bava Basra they were up to, brings this out in a very strong way. L'ze Amru, the Gemara Bava Basra Ayin Hei, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ke Pnei Levana. That the face of Moshe Rabbeinu is compared to the face of the sun, and the face of Yeshua is compared to the moon. We're going to be talking a lot about Yeshua and the moon, especially in Perek Beis, when we get to Yericho, Yareach, and the whole inyan of Yeshua and Rachav. Now that Gemara is brought down in its entirety in footnote 7. That somehow at the end of time, Hashem is going to make seven chuppas, seven coverings for each tzaddik. There's seven lashonis of covering, so there will be seven chuppas for each tzaddik at the end of time. Each tzaddik will have his own chuppah. He'll be surrounded by his own compartment, his own place with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based upon what he accomplished in this world. So the Gemara asks, Oshin v'chuppah, what do you have to have? Smoke in the chuppah? And the Gemara answers, because there are certain people that they didn't look kindly upon the Talmid Chacham, they didn't support the Talmid Chacham, so there's smokes and so on, they shouldn't see. Ve'esh b'chuppah lama, why is there fire in the chuppah? Amar b'chanina malam shekal echad v'echad nichve m'chuppasu shechaveir. Why will there be fire? Fire doesn't seem like a good thing. Why is there going to be fire by these chuppahs? So b'chanina says, malam shekal echad v'echad nichve m'chuppasu shechaveir, to teach us that each tzaddik is going to be singed by the chuppah of the other. Each tzaddik who gazes over to see with longing and with holy envy the chuppah of that other tzaddik, of who that other tzaddik is and what he did in this world, is going to be singed by that. Oila la'isa busha, oila la'isa chlima. Tremendous busha, tremendous embarrassment and shame, looking to see what the other one, what the other one's chuppah is. And where do we see such a thing in this world, before the next world, where the tzaddik was singed by looking at the chuppah, by looking outside of his own chuppah into the chuppah of the other one? Says by Moshe Rabbeinu Yehoshua. So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'nasata mihoidcha alav," and you shall give from your splendor, from your Ruach HaKadosh, from your greatness, mehoid chalav, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, of a like kol hoidcha, the Gemara explains. The Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Yehoshua a measure of his greatness. But v'lo kol hoidcha, not the entire height. Zekanim Shabbaisa Hadar Amro. The Zekanim of that time said, Pnei Moshe ke Pnei Chama, that Moshe Rabbeinu is like the light of the sun. And Pnei Yeshua is ke Pnei Levana. And Yeshua, the face of Yeshua shines like the light of the moon. Oila la'isa busha, oila la'isa chlima. So the simple pshat is oila la'isa busha, oila la'isa chlima. The simple pshat is that how hard it was for Yeshua to see the chuppah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, and to know that he couldn't possibly be that. He couldn't possibly reach that. He couldn't be in that chuppah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, oila la'isa busha, oila la'isa chlima. The shame, the embarrassment, and the humiliation of not being able to be as great as the Rebbe. V'nasata mihoidcha, mehoidcha, mehoidcha. So this is the simple pshat in the busha and the chlima. Rabbi Sadik explains, look inside. If you have it, look inside. Shachama hu etzem ha'or. The sun, of course, is the actual source of light. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tree. Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of life, the source of wisdom, the source of Torah. We'll see Torah Shebichsav. Moshe Rabbeinu is that connection to the Bar Olam Mamish, where the light comes from. V'halavana, and the moon, who pre-ira, is the fruit that receives from the tree, that receives life. It's the fruit. V'siyim, the Gemara ends, oila isa busha, oila isa chlima, v'hu dugmas ha-nemesham, lefneze, gam kein isa loshen, alayish b'chupa, u'mashe pirish rashi sharak b'shal gadol men anuch v'tzarech iyon shari amar kol echad v'echad. The simple pshat of Sadik says in the Gemara, the simple pshat, which doesn't seem to be what Rashi is saying, but the simple pshat in the Gemara is that kol echad ve'echad, every single one is burned by the chuppah of the other. Every single one is singed by looking at what the other has, or what the other, where the other one is in the world to come. So the simple pshat, Reb Tzaddik says, is that the busha and the chlima is not just something, that shame and humiliation was not just something that Yeshua experienced, seeing the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Raksha kol echad yesh lo madregim yuchedes. The truth is that each and every Jew has a madregim yuchedes. There is something unique for which he was created and sent into this world. And the other one can't possibly be that person that you are. Therefore, since she'ein chaver mishtatev ba, in that inyan of what you were sent to accomplish, and that point of God's greatness that you can reveal if you use all of your kaychas in this world, the other cannot. So it's not just Yeshua being singed by gazing into the chuppah, the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Reb Tzaddik says, kol echad ve'echad nichva michupasush chaveyo. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be Yeshua either. Even though, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest, Moshe Rabbeinu desperately wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, v'eschan el Hashem. And he wasn't able to. And it's not just because of what happened, something went wrong. It's very, very clear, and we see this in Pnimius HaTorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was created to be the tree, to be the Makar, the source of wisdom, of Chachma. Moshe was created to lead us out of Mitzrayim and through the Midbar. But the actual pre, the fruit, is Yehoshua. Therefore, Ola Isa Busha, Ola Isa Chlim is not just Yehoshua being singed by Moshe Rabbeinu's chuppah, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega, what Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished, but also Moshe Rabbeinu is singed looking upon Yehoshua. Because Reb Tzadok explains, Kol Nefesh Pratim Yisrael Yesh Lo Korach Miyuchad. Every single Jew has a Korach Miyuchad, a unique Korach. Shum Mis Yachid Bayu Mis Ala Bay Al HaKol. And in this Inyan, in this particular Koyach that he has, he's unique and he ascends higher than anybody else. Ad Shakol Nichve Mimenu. So that anybody that looks at this Tzaddik or at this Jew is Nichve Mimenu, is singed, is burned. V'zeu oyla is abusha. Oyla is abusha means shafilu hagadol shebegedolim, that even the greatest, Moshe Rabbeinu, nichve michupas hapochas shebiyisrael, even the greatest Jew looks upon the chuppah of the simplest Jew, of the pochas shebiyisrael, even the lowest and simplest Jew, he looks upon that chuppah with a certain kind of envy. Because there's something that other Jew is able to accomplish, and was created to accomplish, and I can't. Therefore, Reb Tzadok says, everybody's nechva michupasu shechaveyu. V'chein b'moshe v'yehoshua. And so with Moshe and Yehoshua. Shekamayish Yehoshua loy zoche l'maylis Moshe b'guf ha-te'ena. That the same way that Yehoshua was not zeichet to the mile of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, that Yeshua was not zeichet to be the actual fig tree, to be the makar ha-chachma, to be the one who would be the conduit to bring down Torah and Hashemayim into this world. That's not Yeshua's inyan. And Yeshua was not zeichet to that. And if Yeshua looks at Moshe Rabbeinu, how come he couldn't receive all of that Moshe Rabbeinu received? He's singed by that. By that, again, that envy, which is a holy thing, but he's singed by it. But shekamoish Yeshua loy zoche l'mailis Moshe b'guf ha'teina, kach Moshe loy zoche l'mailis Yeshua b'achilis ha'pri. But in the same way, Moshe Rabbeinu was not zoche to the mile of Yeshua. There's a certain mile that Yeshua had that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have. There's a mile that Yeshua had that Moshe Rabbeinu, with all of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness, Moshe Rabbeinu was not destined to come to Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua's Eretz Yisraeldik, the tachlis of Yeshua's life was knisas haaretz, entering the land, kibush haaretz, and conquering the land. For that purpose, Yeshua was created. And even though Yeshua, of course, was smaller than Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yeshua was the moon, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the sun, nevertheless, even the sun is singed by the light of the moon, because sof kol sof, there's the moon and there's the sun. And each one has its own light. Kach Moshe lo yizoch l'mailis Yeshua b'achilas ha'pri im shenishtokek lo harbe. Despite the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was longing desperately for that pri, to come to Eretz Yisrael and to eat miperis ha'aretz, to be able to mekayim kol mitzvah satara, which would be the fulfillment of everything that he worked on throughout his life. And Tzadik explained, Ki gvulo isnos na Hashem isbarach lecham alavana. Because both the sun and the moon, each one has its boundaries, its borders. Each one has its own existence. Just like each and every one of us has our own borders, our own boundaries of who we are, why were we created, each one of us. Ukamay she'ena levana masegas gvulo chama. And the same way that the levana cannot trespass into the gvul, cannot cross into the borders of the sun. Kach iyev sholacham lahasig gvul halavana. So too, the sun cannot trespass, cannot go through the border and enter into the world of Lavana, the two separate worlds. And although the sun is so much greater than the moon, nevertheless, as much as Moshe would have wanted it all, he couldn't. And if Yeshua looked with longing to receive everything that Moshe Beno had, he couldn't. It was mi'oidcha, not everything. Ubeheyos Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav Shalom Makor HaTorah VaChochma, and since Moshe Rabbeinu was the source of Torah and the source of Chochma K'moshamana, as we learned, V'nishtoikik L'Eretz Yisrael, and he was longing for Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael's she pri haTorah. We'll see more what that means. It's the fruit of Torah. It's the outcome of Torah. It's the tachlis of where the Jewish people are going to be able to live normal day-to-day lives of the Torah. Not the Torah of the desert, which is a Torah which is primarily in theory. It's an intellectual construct. It's abstract. It's not earthly. It's not observed in an earthly, physical way, but mostly a matter of the mind, a matter of study in the Bismedrash. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tree, is the Makar Torah V'Chochma. And he wanted very, very much that there should be this connection between the tree and the fruit, and that he'd be able to eat from the fruit. I mean, we hear in this the inyan of what happened with Adam and Chava and Gan Eden and the fruit being separated from the tree, which we've discussed many, many times. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael, Shehi Pri HaTorah, which is the natural outcome and consequence of the Torah, because it's how the Torah is going to be actually observed and kept and lived, not just in theory. Not where there's mun that's falling down from Shemayim, but where a person plants and has to, through much labor and the whole Sidur de Pas, until finally he's able to have a loaf of bread. With all of the mitzvahs that are involved in getting to that place, and all the hard work and effort that comes with getting to that place, which is the Inyan of Torah Sheba'al Peh, of the Oral Torah, as we'll see soon. That's the Pri HaTorah, that's Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael we're going to live mamish. We're going to live according to the Devar Hashem. So that's the pre, that's the fruit, that's the tachlis of Torah. Torah is not a matter of the intellect, although of course there's so much there, it's infinite. But that's not the tachlis to think about these things, but rather the tachlis is to put the Torah into practice, to live that way. And that can only be in Shleimus, in perfection, of course, that could only be in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Nishtaykeik L'Eretz Yisrael, she Pri HaTorah. V'amadu sh'achochm v'atorah k'sefes u'mis'avah l'piryah. And Abtzadik says a very deep sentence. Hachochm v'atorah k'sefes, the intellect, Torah, is longing itself and filled with desire for the fruit. The Torah is not chalila, is not history. The Torah is not biology or sociology. Those are chachmas that exist independent of anything that has to be necessarily practical or in this world. It's a chachma. And the chachma is happy within itself, remaining a chachma. But the Torah is not like that. The Torah is longing, is kaisefes u'mis'ava l'piryah. The Torah itself is longing to see what's going to be with me. How are the Jews going to live in accordance to my will, in accordance to every single letter, every single word that's found in me? So the Torah itself, Chochmah and Torah, is longing for that Jew that's living and his piece of property in Eretz Yisrael is tending to the farm and taking care of Trumas and Maisus, is taking care of Bikurim, and all the other mitzvahs, not only the mitzvahs that are Tluyas Baritz, but all mitzvahs are Torah. The Torah and Chochmah is a tremendous taiva to be in this world, since the whole tachlis of creation is that the Shekhinah longs to be in the world. And Torah and Chochmah longs to be in this world. Amadnu shachochm v'atorah kaisefes u'mis'av v'lipiryah. The Torah and Chochmah is kaisefis, is longing for the fruit. And the fruit of Torah and Chochmah is v'hu erka shel Eretz Yisrael, is Eretz Yisrael. V'zeu sh'amru, and that's the meaning of what the Gemara says, shel molechotu, that if we hadn't sinned, ha'inosh lehem raka Torah, then we would have only received the Torah, v'hu ha'tenu, which is the tree, which is the source of all wisdom, Upiria, and the fruit, which is Sefer Yeshua, which is Eretz Yisrael, where the Torah will be able to be lived, where the Torah's fruit will be able to be eaten. That's Sefer Yeshua. Shkol achar chiba sifra gila by maspune libo. In the Torah, the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu is to be found. And in Sefer Yehoshua, it's the heart of Yehoshua. All the secrets and the deeper, deeper parts of the heart are revealed in the Sefer, in the book. Each one's book. Shekol achar chiba sifra gila by matzpunei libay va'irish yishpilo Hashem Yisbarach. And in each book of Chamish Yechom Shatara, the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the Te'ena, fills each and every word, everything. Every single thing is encoded in that remarkable world of Moshe Rabbeinu, the tree. Just as all life comes from the tree, the branches and the leaves and then the fruits, the flowers. And it's Sefer Yehoshua. Sefer Yehoshua is shining with the light of Yehoshua, of why Yehoshua was sent into the world, which is the universe as well. Each one tells his story in his Sefer. The story of Moshe Rabbeinu and whom Moshe Rabbeinu was and what he was meant to accomplish in this world is found in Chamish Yechom Shetorah. And the story of that remarkable Jew, Yehoshua, and what Yeshua was meant to accomplish in the world, that's all contained in Sefer Yeshua. Moshe ben Elishon Kosova Torah, Moshe ben wrote the Torah, Mashaheilo Hashem Yisbarach Lohei Lochal Bay Olam, that Hashem Yisbarach wanted this light of Torah to illuminate the entire world. Minishtoikik l'hashlamasa. And Moshe ben Elishon was longing for the actual fruit of the Torah, and therefore, v'nishtoikik l'hashlama, so what's the hashlama? For who? Sefer Yehoshua. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu could not have the hashlama, could not have the fruit. It wasn't finished. His job was done, it was finished. But he couldn't trespass into the world of Yehoshua, the moon. Shehu or p'nei ha-Torah, or pri ha-Torah. Yehoshua is the light of the fruit of the Torah, or pri ha-Torah. What's the lema? Erika v'sidur shel Eretz Yisrael v'seder kvishusa. The whole inyan of conquering the land and dividing the land, that's Yeshua, that's what Yeshua was created to do. Shezo oyre shel Yeshua, which is the light of Yeshua, shecholok le'Hashem Yisbarach, that Hashem gave to Yeshua, distributed to Yeshua, la'shpia le'bayolam, that Yeshua was created to be mashpia to the world, Eretz Yisrael. To be mashpia to Am Yisrael in particular, Eretz Yisrael. That's the meaning of Yeshua, Eretz Yisrael. Shezo Eiro Sheshua Shecholak LaHashem Zorach LaHashpia LaBay Olam LaNechilim HaAretz. That's why we saw the Chazal said such a strong lashon that Hashem Zorach said. That Hashem Zbach said to Yeshua, "Im manchilam noichlam, im lav ein noichlam." That only if you bring them into Eretz Yisrael can they have Eretz Yisrael. This is the point of your creation. There's no other person for the job. That's it. Shadov is that kasu of agonas ayir b'sifre sheyesh lo shayches imatayra. Now, we already spoke for a while about the connection between Yeshua and Chamish Yechom Shetorah, which we see here as well. But the light of Yeshua is still separate and distinct from the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not the same thing. It's separate and distinct. Sheyesh lo zeh shaychus ha-Torah. Shei Moshe Rabbeinu lo shalom nishtokek lo zeh shezeh pri ha-Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was longing for this, meaning for the land, which is the pri, the fruit of the Torah. Vein shaych al zeh dayechem ha-shagot v'Torah. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's chelik in the world was Torah Shebichsav, was Torah Min HaShemayim. That was his chelik. And Yeshua's chelik and his portion of this world that he was sent to accomplish was Kibush Haaretz, Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Tzadik explains, "Ve'in shayach hazeh dayechem ha'shagot v'tayra, ki tzarech l'tayra v'nimshach mimena." The fruit of the Torah, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that the fruit is the consequence and the continuation. So, how could I be told that it's enough dayechem ha'shagot v'tayra? Because it's tzarech l'tayra v'nimshach mimena. The same way that the fruit needs the tree and comes from the tree, and the moon reflects the light of the sun and comes from the sun, so to speak. I mean, obviously they're both created separately, but the light of the sun, of the moon, comes from the sun. Which we'll talk about soon. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the pri. Eretz Yisrael is the pri. Yeshua is the pri. The light of the moon. How Yeshua is the pri? How Eretz Yisrael is the pri? Why Moshe Rabbeinu could not have that? And why Yeshua had to have that? Mr. Shem, we're going to continue to discuss this coming Shabbos. Mr. Shem. Shkoyach kol tov.